All right, so preparing it then for cooking, we know what we do with a chicken, you shove it in a tray and in it goes. Do you need to do it differently with a turkey?
Basically, you're going to cook it very slowly, so you need something that will catch the drips. It's a good idea to cook it on a trivet or a rack that's above a tray to catch the juices. And some people like to cook their roast veggies in there at the same time. But be aware that you're going to have this bird, a normal big bird, 5 kilos or so, is going to be in your oven for 4 or 5 hours. So obviously vegetables don't take that long to cook. What you would do is put them in a bit later.
Mm.
Okay, so get set up so everything's comfortable. Make sure that the bird fits on the trivet fits in the tray, and the whole thing fits in the oven. At that point, you're going to take the bird out and make sure that it is defrosted all the way through. To do that, run your hand right inside it and feel around in there.
Mm.
If there's still big chunks of ice, you're not done yet. So put it back in the fridge for a while. That's why I'm not kidding. It really does take 4 or 5 days to defrost a large bird.
So you're really going to have to, by Monday, you're taking it pretty much out of the freezer and into the fridge.
That's right. The other option is, of course, to go to your butcher. Talk to the butcher about what you want, how many people you've got. He'll recommend the right size for you and ask him to defrost it. He's got a much bigger fridge than you do. And then you can go along and pick it up, defrost it. Much easier
very
to deal
smart
with.
Smart move, yes.
Yeah. And the butcher will do a good job, too, of finding you the right size bird. But if you're doing it yourself, for most people who like to have a turkey sandwich the next day, you're looking for about 500 grams per person, and that's including all the bone in a whole turkey. So if you have 6 people, a 3-kilogram turkey is that's quite a small turkey. Most of them run around 4 or 5 kilos, and that's enough food for 10 people.
Mm-hmm. So if you have got the 5 or 6 kilo, which is about, what, a size 41 or something?
The sizes are in kilos. So
are they?
A 41 is a 4.1 kilo.
Oh, really?
Yep,
okay.
That's how it works.
Didn't know that. Gosh, all these years and I've learned something. So you've got the big turkey, and about timing and heat in the oven. Again, you want to make sure it cooks right through. So is the temperature that you choose important?
It sure is, because the turkey is made up of two whole, a front and a back, basically. And the breast will cook long before the meat on the thigh, for instance. So by putting the temperature low, 160 degrees Celsius, you allow everything to cook so that it doesn't dry out. Cooking at higher temperatures, you'll end up with an overcooked breast and an undercooked thigh.
Mm.
Turn that temperature right down to 160 degrees C. That doesn't seem like very hot, but you're going to leave it in there for a long time, so things will be okay. All right, when you're getting ready to put the bird in, then first of all, wash your hands, take the bird out, ferret around inside there to find out that there's not a plastic packet of giblets in there. And if you wish to stuff it just before roasting. In other words, don't do this the night before. The reason is that the stuffing needs to expand, but also stuffing is quite dangerous in itself. You need to make sure that it doesn't spend an unnatural amount of time waiting to be cooked. It's best to make it just before you're about to stuff the bird.
Mm.
I'll tell you how to make stuffing in a moment. All right, so you stuff the bird loosely. It's going to expand when it gets hot. If you don't want stuffing at all, don't worry about it, but an onion or a carrot inside the turkey is a nice idea. Anyway, then you're going to fold the parson's nose up. You're going to tuck the legs together tightly and use a piece of cooking twine, that is something that won't burn, to tie the legs together quite close to the back, and basically just fold the flap of skin under at the front. You're ready to cook.
He's sealed.
Yeah, he's just ready. Then I like to take some clarified butter. You do that by putting butter in a microwave, zap it for about 2 minutes. When it comes out, it'll separate into milk and oil. Use the oil. Use a pair of gloves, latex gloves, so you don't burn yourself. But rub the whole bird all over with that oil, and then give it a good sprinkle of salt as well. That'll promote a nice crispy skin later on.
Okay.
All right, so she goes into a preheated 160-degree mm-hmm. oven, and it's going to stay in there. A 6-kilo bird will take about 4 or 5 hours to cook, and you'll know when it's cooked by using your thermometer. And you place that thermometer right into the deepest part of the thigh, not particularly on the bone, but in the middle of the deepest part of the meat, and that's where you measure it. And
okay.
You want to see 75 degrees minimum. 80 is okay, but 75 minimum to say that it's cooked. So this takes all of the guesswork out of how long exactly and what my temperature is exactly. All of the guesswork is gone if you just measure it.
For a couple of bucks.
Exactly right. So take the stress out altogether by buying this little machine that'll tell you the answer. But leave it about 4 hours, and at that point, you're going to look at it every now and then. If you're a person who loves to baste things, that's okay. You can buy yourself a baster, squeeze the juices, pour them all over the top, but it's not really necessary. After 4 hours, go have a look at it and make sure that you're not burning. If you see things getting a bit too dark, and remember, turkeys are supposed to be quite mahogany brown when they come out, If you see things getting too dark, what you do is you butter a piece of baking paper or foil and just put it over the bird, over the breast of the bird,
yep,
to stop it getting any browner. Anyway, after 4 hours, test it in the thigh with the thermometer. You're looking for 75 degrees. If it needs a little more, that's fine. Just leave it in there for another half hour. At that point, you're going to take the turkey out and leave it sit for a good half hour, completely covered with foil. The idea here is that you're allowing the juices to settle inside the bird so that when you cut it, they don't all pour out on the platter and you have nothing left to make it nice and juicy. In the meantime, you've got half an hour. Half an hour means you can make the gravy, you can finish off the peas or whatever else you want to do. And if you want to do potatoes or vegetables in the oven at the same time as the turkey, put them high and the turkey low.
Mm.
So if anything's going to burn, it might be the crispy potatoes, but not the whole turkey. When you take it out then and cover it in foil and leave it sit, then it's ready for carving half an hour later. Now, don't worry about it getting cold. It's a very big bird, and that's not a problem. Go back to your stove and finish off everything else. If you want to make nice stuffing, I'll explain how. You use fresh bread, and the kind of bread you put in matters. So if you go to a good bakery and don't get sourdough, because it really makes a flavor in the stuffing, but plain, good, handmade white bread.
Okay.
You use it fresh. That means you tear it into bits and put it into a blender or food processor so it turns into fresh crumbs, not dry crumbs. They make horrible stuffing. Put the fresh crumbs of about 2 loaves into a big bowl and then get a generous lump of butter, about 200, 250 grams of butter. Put that into a saucepan, dice up a couple of onions very fine, sauté the onions in the butter till they turn nice and soft. Add whichever your favorite herbs are. I like to put in probably oregano and thyme are my favorites, but some people like sage, sage and onion stuffing. Or you can add at this point things that people like chestnuts or walnuts or berries or anything else. Well, the main point is you soften the onions very well in the butter. Then you combine that with breadcrumbs and then heat up a little bit of chicken broth. You can make your own or you can buy a chicken broth. Heat up a little bit. You're going to use that to moisten the thing. Turn the whole thing over with gloved hands until it just holds together in a sort of soft ball. It doesn't fall to bits altogether. And that's what you're going to use to stuff your turkey.
Do you stuff it?
Like, no, you go in from the back and make it a loose fill. Imagine that you're filling a pillow with feathers because it will expand in the heat and then it will contract again. So don't overstuff it. What happens if you overstuff it is it pops back out again and it splits the turkey. And you can also think about your potatoes, of course, that goes with this, because no roast turkey is complete without great potatoes.
I hate it when you come in at the end of the day.
Now, listen, choose the right potatoes for a start, okay? Roasting potatoes is different to boiling or mashing them. So some potatoes are particularly good
some
for
floury,
roasting.
Some floury, some waxy.
That's correct. You want a floury potato for nice crispy roasties. That means you don't use pink eyes, for instance, or kipflers, because they're a waxy potato, great for salads, but they're not good for roasting. The best, I think, is a Kennebec. There are a couple other varieties around, like Kestrel, which are very good. But look, go to the shop and ask somebody for a floury potato.
Often now when you go into the greengrocer, they say, don't they? They've got the uses on the potatoes on the bin.
It's a good idea to
bin.
Follow that. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, Kennebecs do a great job and they're very common in Tasmania, so easy to get. The best result for roast potatoes with a big roast dinner like this is to actually parboil them first. So you peel them, cut them into the right sizes, put them in a pot, salted water, bring it to the boil, give it about 5 or 6 minutes and test them. They shouldn't be done, but you should be just able to get a knife into them. And then take them out and put them through a colander, drain all the water off, and leave them to dry for a few minutes. They'll steam like mad. Leave them to dry, and then line your roasting pan with some baking paper. Put the potatoes into it. Pour on top of that some cooking oil. Now, if you like olive oil, it's fine, but it really will flavor the potatoes.
Mm.
Most people prefer a neutral flavor, so just use plain cooking oil. And then some paprika, some salt, some a couple of shaves of black pepper if you like it. You can use herbs here, but again, something like oregano is nice. So the paprika will turn it all sort of red, and then it's soaking up oil, and then that goes into the oven, and they'll crisp up beautifully over about 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly ready to do. So if you parboil them and you do all of this and put it in the oven, that's about the same time it's going to take for the turkey to be ready to carve, and everything's coming out the right time.